This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. Hey, this weekend at Ghost Lake Coffee Saturday night, the Beast Friends Forever Tour is going to be stopping by to perform. That is John Walker, formerly of Panic at the Disco, along with Mark Rose and Lucas Carpenter. I caught up with Mark and Lucas on the road earlier this week. They were on their way from Erie, Pennsylvania to Rochester, New York, and we chatted a little bit about their music. Let's listen to that now. Tell me a little bit about how the three of you guys, Mark and Lucas and John, got together and decided to do this tour. I love the name of it, Beast Friends Forever. Have you guys all been friends for long, or was this something that just sort of popped up recently?
The three of us got together and, you know, did a couple weeks of touring together this past fall, and we did a different format, you know, which was just a little more standard, where, you know, we would just individually each do, you know, our solo acoustic sets one after the other. You know, this time around, we decided to switch things up and, you know, come up with a new format altogether, which is more of like a songwriter circle where we, you know, alternate each other's tunes and we back each other up. And so we're all sharing the stage for the entire time that we're performing, which has been fun. And the Beast Friends Forever thing, like, you know, it kind of came about as a combination of, you know, kind of a fun name for the tour, but also a good friend of Lucas's is an artist, and they put together a really great looking poster for us that, you know, involved us as animals, and we just thought it was kind of a fun concept. And to answer your first question, you know, John is from the Chicagoland area, and I've known him for a long time, but it wasn't until, you know, this past year where we kind of connected, kind of each doing our new solo stuff after coming out of the type of bands we used to perform in. And, you know, we had a lot of crossover friends and, you know, had performed together before, but just not, you know, not as solo acts. And Lucas kind of came into the mix, into my world, a few years ago through a mutual friend who introduced us when he was living out in Pennsylvania. And you know, I was out doing some touring that way, and we connected for a few shows, and that actually spawned into, you know, a lot of shows and a really great friendship.
Has the difference in styles and, you know, sort of taking each other's songs and adapting them and things like that, do you feel like that's fostered more creativity? Are you writing any songs on the road, you know, based off of, you know, sort of experiences you've had playing each other's songs and, you know, learning about yourselves as musicians?
I think, you know, I think each of us might have a different response to that, but I know that right now is a very, very creative time for me, you know, kind of getting ready to start what's going to be my next record and my next, you know, my next effort, and it's been an inspiring thing in general for me, and it's been a lot of fun hanging out, spending time together, you know, just the discussions in the van, you know, about everything, not even music related, and then being on stage together and then, you know, ending up in the same spot each night. You know, it's like you get to know people real well, and just you can find yourself inspired from just like the friendships you're developing and watching each other perform and getting ideas and, you know, feeling creative just because of where you're at and who you're with. So I know that's how it's going for me. Lucas may have a different take on it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with Mark and everything you said. And in addition, I think it's cool because, like, being that, you know, we're all playing, you know, different instruments and things like that, and I, in my normal kind of one-man band show that I do this, like, live looping stuff, and I have I record stuff on stage, so I have, like, a bunch of different instruments, you know, but I don't really play, like, I don't play the instruments a whole lot, and so, like, this way, you know, it's allowing me to kind of, like, tap into, you know, playing percussion a little bit more than I normally would, and, you know, kind of approaching things a little bit differently, like as a, you know, kind of like looking at it more as a percussionist and not a songwriter playing percussion, you know. So it's like, you know, allowing me to, you know, tap into, you know, other aspects of, you know, playing or playing bass on a song or, you know, different things like that. It's really cool. It, you know, it allows you to kind of almost practice in a way that you don't normally practice, you know, while going out and doing the same set over and over again, just kind of your own stuff. So, yeah, and I agree that, you know, it's inspiring to, you know, talk and, you know, in addition to playing on stage, it's like, you know, all the conversations that we have about, you know, music and you know, culture and just kind of like where we're at personally and all of that kind of stuff is just like super inspiring, you know, and you know, I'm as much as I'm having a really, really great time. Like, I'm really excited to kind of get back home and, you know, hone in on the inspiration that I've acquired over the past, however many dates we've done together. So it's great.
Is it at all initially intimidating to, take someone else's song and kind of make it your own, especially when, you know, they're sitting right next to you on stage?
It is a little bit, and I think that, it's all about having that kind of an open mind towards what, you know, a different songwriter would do to a song that, you know, you've written, and kind of allowing things to kind of sway a little bit from what you're, you know, most comfortable doing. And I think overall it's been working really well, and we keep adding and subtracting layers based on what is working or what isn't. And while it could be a little awkward to be like, hey man, that thing you did, I really didn't like it, it's like we're at a point where we're comfortable enough with each other that we can say that. I think it's been working out pretty well overall.
Well, thank you guys so much for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you so much.
Mark Rose and Lucas Carpenter, they're part of the Beast Friends Forever tour along with John Walker. They're going to be at Ghost Lake Coffee this Saturday night at 8 p.m. It's going to be a great show, all ages.